And while we're on the topic of family, I must be honest, I've lost count of how many Winstrom parents and grandparents and relatives have moved here in the last 3 months, but it is a lot. And again, Chief Winstrom's dedication should be applauded here. He is so dedicated knowing that sales taxes to purchase police vehicles are calculated by the city's population that he has moved several, if not dozens, of Winstroms and others to town to increase said tax collection.
Yeah, so his parents included, and several others as well. Of course, yesterday, Chief Eric Winstrom now sworn in officially. But, you know, the mayor having a little bit of fun. But it is, I mean, that's kind of a statement, right? Because some people had had this idea that, like, Chief was only going to come here for a couple years and then leave. Well, I mean, it sounds like everybody's invested. In fact, he said that his parents closed in their house before he and his wife, Rachel, did. So that's pretty impressive. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. I think that was one of the best lines yesterday during that ceremony from the mayor, how true that is. And like you said, there's no doubt that he's all in, and it's not a stepping stone to something else. He's certainly all in. So it's great to see. And the amount of people, it was a packed house yesterday.
How much were you not responding when Matt Coverdale, now deputy chief, was commenting about his own displeasure about having to do public speaking?
Yeah. Well, listen, that's a huge fear for a lot of people. But when you get into certain positions, you're going to have to do that. And that's just one of those things that, you know, that can be worked with. Nobody, I don't believe, is born to do that. It's something that you acquire. And he did a great job yesterday as well.
Although I'm pretty sure they're not going to let him back on SWAT wearing those glasses. But hey, that age gets all of us, buddy.
I'm wearing some readers right now.
There
Andrew.
You go. That's it. All right. I had some questions. One thing is in the agenda review for city council, they mentioned that there's going to be a SWAT activation, a practice drill over at, is it Old Baptist? And it's also PFD, Pensacola Fire, is going to be involved in this weekend. And also, did I hear next weekend? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's going to be throughout the week.
Okay.
And we're going to take advantage of these buildings because they're all different, and it's something we haven't trained in before. So just like a real scenario, that you just don't know the situation with the building that you're about to go into. So every time we can get a different place to go, it's a huge plus. They don't really have to worry about tearing things up and having to repair them if something's accidentally destroyed. So that's what they're going to be doing. There's going to be a lot of police and fire action over in that area in the next week, and that's what's going on. It's just some training.
Very good. You know, I've been kind of talking about the Campus Guardian program because Friday the governor signed this law, so it's only, you know, what, 5 days old. But still, it's six, I guess. But still, the question for the Escambia County Sheriff, of course, for UWF. UWF says that they are, they're, you know, working on it. No decision has been made. I would expect that they'll say yes. PSC, you know, that came up in their board meeting yesterday. They've actually, they're moving forward with some variant of the Campus Guardian bill that doesn't seem to involve necessarily teachers, but other staff that are security staff that would otherwise not be armed. They're going to look into screening them and arming them. So I support that. But have you, as PPD, had any conversation with, you know, any of the, I guess, let's see, PCC is now part of the county, but then PSC also, or it's a part of the city, and PSC is also part of the city. So have you guys had any conversation with anybody yet about the Guardian program?
And not that I'm aware of. I'm not in all of these meetings, but if that's something that has been discussed, we'll be able to let you know at a later point. The PSC has their police department, and I'm sure that discussions are being held there as well.
I said it, but now I can't. Is PCC in the city or in the county? It's in the county.
Yeah, that's in the county.
It's in the county.
Yeah, that's
it was
in the county.
The Baptist, that property got brought into the city a couple years ago. Okay, thank you for clarifying. We haven't had a lot of incidents, which I will take. You know, I will take that for sure, you know. But we also have some more charges on the, let's just call her the Airbnb performance artist.
You know, as a PIO, sometimes you want a story just to die and go away forever. and this one just keeps popping up. And it did again. We've charged this young lady once again with damaging an Airbnb without going into it too much. I believe everybody knows what the situation with this. But this time, she caused over $17,000 worth of damage in a single home. So
this is a separate incident. This is a new incident.
Yeah, this is a, yes. Well, I don't know if it's it happened when all the others did.
Oh,
I
see.
Just
okay.
Came to light. I believe that's what the situation is, and we do expect more charges because of more incidents.
Unbelievable. All right, Mike, I have a generally unserious question for you, but it did make me think about it. You know, when I think it was Matt Coverdale was making the joke yesterday about how maybe, you know, he has to go bald to fit in with the Eric Winstrom crowd. Have they approached you about unhairing?
Well, Mother Nature has. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. I appreciate you bringing that up, but what can you do?
Well, you know, it's kind of it's an odd thing, but a lot of police officers do shave their heads, and the reason is actually very practical, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gives somebody something less to grab onto in a struggle, and you know, it's in the uniforms. People wonder, why do you have your uniform so tight? And that's why. So there's less to grab onto during a struggle. So, yeah, there's many reasons why folks do it. But a lot of it has to do with age. You know, it comes to a point to where you're tired of fighting it and you just shave it all off.
Yeah, it's simpler and it's easier to maintain. And it's, like you say, one less thing that you can get grabbed on during a fight. I mean, a ponytail is not an advantage when you're trying to grapple with somebody. I did want to, you know, something interesting with the chief that I wanted to mention. I had the socialists have been showing up at city council protesting the flock cameras, you know, the license plate readers. And I have said, and even the chief has mentioned, that it sounds like they're talking out of their talking points. Well, the chief then spoke and explained a lot of things and answered a lot of objections. And my thought was, okay, we're going to find out whether these are, you know, members of the community and really serious, if they engage with what he said, or if they just revert to their talking points. And I want to play a clip for you because I know both as a PPD and also as a communications person, you're going to appreciate this, and I want you to talk about it a little bit. But this was Lucas Pallone at the most recent city council meeting.
I want to address some of the comments Chief Winstrom made at the last meeting. Now, the chief has mentioned there's a draft policy that will be coming out on the PPD website about how the flock cameras are used and audited. We've been told searches will only be allowed if they're part of an investigation and have a case number attached. This is a step in the right direction. I don't want to discredit that. I think it's a good move. But I'm afraid that even with that policy in place, it won't be secure.
Now, first thing, I assume the policy is still in craft stage. Is that right, Mike? We're not done yet with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the thing that I thought was interesting about this is, to me, this is an example of sort of community policing because there was a controversy. The chief went to the city council, he addressed their concerns, and now he's invited and created a conversation. And both as a cop and as a communications expert, I thought you would appreciate the I want to give credit to them for advancing the conversation and continuing to talk about this, and credit to him for doing the same thing. But communication is always better. Don't silence is the worst communication strategy. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. You know, we could go and say, these things are coming, get used to it and just be quiet. That's not how we want to approach this. It's new to the community, and we want everybody to understand how we plan on addressing these privacy issues. And Chief Winstrom has been through this before. He has a plan. We're not going to just throw this out there and hope it works. It's going to be something that's well thought out, something that we're more prepared than ever to have audited. And to show that we're not just arbitrarily looking at people's license plate for no reason at all. Each tag that's run will have a case number or a CAD number attached to it, which means that there is something going on with that vehicle. It's not just something that we want to go after somebody's car just for the heck of it, and that will be caught in an audit. So we appreciate the questions, and the chief is going to, as time goes on, address each and every one of these concerns, and we're hoping that everybody will be as comfortable with this as they possibly can moving forward. And a lot of times when you're not real sure how a department is going to handle issues, that's why you're concerned. And we certainly understand that. And Chief Winstrom will be able to answer all of these questions in the near future.
And I particularly want to emphasize that to me, you and I have been talking for so many years. And I know you teach public information officers around the state at least, and you teach communication strategy. And you know, the number one mistake that not just cops, but any entity makes is silence. You know, you if you say nothing, the worst things will get said about you, and that's what will circulate. And you have to speak into that crisis. And the only thing that's almost as bad as saying nothing is saying some corporate speak nonsense that doesn't carry any content either. And that's not an answer either. And again, I just thought you as a communications professional would appreciate that. And, you know, that fits with everything that you've always taught and trained and modeled.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody when you do that. When you with the corporate speak, they've heard that before. That, you know, you can look at it. You can tell when something's chat GPT or copied off the internet. You need to talk to people. You need to really talk to people and help them understand what you're doing. And transparency is something big on with Chief Winstrom, and you're going to see a lot more of that from the PPD.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, just, you know, think about what you think of a person who says no comment, and it's never positive. And but people, you know, talking, that builds relationship, that de-escalates things, and, you know, that's the idea. And anyway, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I thought you'd appreciate that. Do you, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know?
Yeah, so this one, I saw the old Hawaii Five-O back in the 70s, but I remember seeing it on CSI and a lot of other cop shows. When you see the lead people in the show, the lead detectives, and it's time to serve a search warrant or go bust into a house, they are always the first ones in with no vest on, and the newer shows are getting a little bit better. They're starting to put vest on, but still no helmet. But the stars of the shows are always the first through the door, and the SWAT team is behind them. That is not how it works at all.
You're telling me that the female detective armed with a revolver and no vest doesn't lead the SWAT team in with their semi-automatic or automatic weapons? Really? That's not how that happens?
Yeah, neither does the crime scene unit. So,
nice.
So, yeah, the SWAT team trains in this. Again, we talked about the training they're going to be going through next week. This is a highly dangerous situation that requires knowledge and training and special equipment. Those are the guys through the door first. The detectives that are in charge will most likely be across the street in their cars waiting on that building to be cleared before they enter the building. So, yeah, that's a big myth right there.
That one cracks me up, because I had thought of that when I was watching a show recently. I'm like, oh, man, I'd have thought. But it hadn't raised itself up to the question I should ask you. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it is so just like everything else that is portraying law enforcement is completely absurd. So well done, sir. I appreciate that one. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for the time. Thanks for the information. Oh, no, I have one last one. You ready? This is actually the most important question of the day. And you are going to be the answer. There's a street in Pensacola.
Okay,
there's a street in Pensacola. The spelling of the street is R-O-M-A-N-A. What is the correct pronunciation of this street?
It's Romana.
Yes! All right, cool.
Just like, you know, Texar and Cervantes. I mean, there's all, you know, when you're new to the city, and I came in from out of town, I got all of that wrong, and I was quickly corrected, and I've never forgotten it. So, yeah, it's Romana.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mike, Mike, as always, thank you for the time and for solving all the mysteries of the world. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.